Quarterback completely makes sense. Running back mostly makes sense. I think I would have kept Wiley. I think you would have kept Wiley. Perhaps they like what McNichols can offer from a kick as a kick returner with Pringle. Okay. I'm not going to fight you on it. I also think there's a lot of third running backs across the NFL that are pretty comparable skill sets. And I won't be shocked. Like, I don't know that Jeremy McNichols is on this roster for 17 games this year. A lot of things can change, emerge, whatever, right?
I think if he's healthy, he'll be here.
Like, if something happens to Eckler, I think they feel like McNichols can help them.
Mm-hmm.
I think if something happens to B-Rob, I think another person would be coming in. Somebody that could be more of a power runner. Mm-hmm. We'll see. Still, no gigantic surprises yet. We get to the wide receiver position. If you just turn it in, you just turn your car on, I don't know. The Commanders had roster cuts. The whole NFL had roster cuts yesterday. One of the headlines, I would say, was that they released Martavis Bryant.
Yeah.
Big body guy. Caught that touchdown in the last preseason game. Perhaps even more impressively, had the seal block on Mike Wiley's touchdown run. A really good job on the edge there. What was your reaction to Bryant getting cut?
I wasn't shocked. And, I mean, I think we made it a bigger deal than what it actually is. When someone hasn't played ball in 6-7 years or whatever it is, you can't be surprised when they don't sign him. And he was here for basically a week. You know what I mean? So I'm not shocked. I understand when he came in, he's a different look of what they have. And I know what he's done. But then again, still, I think if you hadn't been signed in all that time, they probably feel we can let you go out there. Nobody's going to come pick you up. We can come back and get you later.
So I'll run you through the receiver position here. Deami Brown, Luke McCaffrey, Pringle. I always goofily want to say Brian. It's Byron. Byron Pringle. OZ, Olamide, Zaccheaus, Terry McLaurin, Jamison Crowder.
Yep.
An interesting question here. So Bryson Tremaine gets cut. I think he had an opportunity to play his way on in the last preseason game and didn't. He didn't play well in that game.
Mm-hmm.
Mitch Tinsley was on the roster last year. He gets cut. Of these six wideouts, this is basically who I thought it would be, and then there was a question if they're going to keep a seventh to me.
Uh-huh.
They decided to keep a fourth tight end. We'll get to that. Of these six wideouts, though, eventually on game day, when we get to Tampa in... what is that, 9 days away, perhaps? They will have to have inactive players because of NFL rules. Generally, your sixth wideout is an inactive player. Looking at this scenario, is Terry McLaurin going to be inactive?
Nope.
Deami Brown?
Nope.
OZ?
Nope.
Jamison Crowder is your punt returner, right?
Yeah.
Byron Pringle's your kick returner,
it's
right?
It's possible that Luke can be inactive, but Luke also is learning, and that could give him a little bit of time. He has great ability, but he's learning right now, and I would say if you go into a game with those five without Luke, you got a lot of experience.
You've got, I mean, Luke's the only guy over 6 foot. Maybe Pringle's 6'1".
Yeah, but what I'm saying is...
I think it's more... tell me what you think is more possible. I think it's more possible they don't have any inactive wideouts than it is... like, I'd go 65% all those guys dress week one in Tampa.
It's possible, but if they... what if somebody get injured in another position and they need to have somebody else over there? Then I can see, but the whole thing is Luke is the guy what you're hoping. These other guys have done stuff in the league. You know, because Deami...
totally.
You can say what you want about him.
I kind of think you're hoping with Deami at this point, too.
But in their eyes, Deami has stepped up and showed them something. You don't move Jahan and keep Deami and have played him as much if you are not intrigued by what he's doing.
I agree, but I have seen Deami look good in August.
But we haven't seen him get as much work in August like he was getting this year.
Sure.
And we haven't seen someone that has confidence him.
I think Diami is still a hope. It's hardly a given.
They're hoping he's the number two receiver.
Clearly.
So, I mean, he outdueled everybody that was going against him.
Totally. What do you make of this scenario? If OZ can return punts, could Crowder be inactive?
Possibility.
I think that's intriguing. And then as we.
But OZ has returned punts.
Right.
He did it earlier this year.
And then if we're talking about them adding another wide receiver, they've got the second waiver claim. This dude, Noah Brown, last year went for 560, I think, mm-hmm. and maybe three or four touchdowns in Houston. Bigger guy, gives him some size. Was in Dallas prior to that with Dan Quinn, so there's at least some level of familiarity. Now, everybody assumes, they were in Dallas together. They know each other. They might hate each other. Who knows?
Never know.
We always assume familiarity is a good thing. The thing I think
Crowder has going for him, he's sure. And you want a sure-handed guy back there. You want a guy who's consistent and gives you great confidence. I think out of all of them catching punts, he is that guy.
I totally agree. I think that's why he's on the roster, mm-hmm. frankly. I think, though, adding a wide receiver is a real possibility. I don't necessarily think adding a wide receiver means one of these guys gets cut. I think if they add a wide out, that roster spot is perhaps coming from the tight end or the O-line room,